Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Correct. Marquee Network's lead anchor.
I feel like the whole White Sox team went to the Gold Chain Gang back in the day, yeah, at the Fox Valley Mall, and they said, hey, cut us X amount of length of rope when it comes to the gold chains, and let's make it happen. Chains for everybody.
Cole Wright respects everyone.
Maybe all these guys throwing 100 and getting hurt is going to be a cautionary tale down the road, almost like plastic surgery. If you get too much plastic surgery, you'll be walking around looking like Mickey Rourke. No disrespect to Mickey Rourke. Once again, no disrespect, but I have a hard time finding Adam Gase as an offensive genius.
Cole Wright, smooth and debonair.
Sometimes sweatpants, shorts, my wife says I look like I'm wearing pajamas everywhere I go. But, you know, you got to be comfortable.
Cole Wright with Lawrence Holmes on The Score.
Or no disrespect.
None taken. Cole Wright joins us each week to talk about the Cubs and the Bears because he hosts programs on the Marquee Network for both the Cubs and the Bears. He joins me now on The Score Hotline, which is presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. What's up, Cole? How are things?
Man, I'm doing excellent. After, you know, went to the game last night, Javi with the walk-off against Amir Garrett. You know, myself and my daughter were able to take that one in, and, you know, just a great day at the ballpark, man. You can't really beat that, especially with some of those dramatics and those fireworks at the end. I mean, El Mago providing me a punch, man. That was good to see.
Yeah, there's a couple things I wanted to ask you about the game, and we'll get to the Bears in a second. We'll get to our list of Martin in a second. But with Javi, okay, I like that. I like that you have a couple of guys that like to talk. And Amir Garrett seems like a really good kid, too. And I remember calling his college basketball games when he was at St. John's. I like a little bit of that vinegar between guys. And I'm glad that it worked out for the Cubs. But I enjoy the back and forth of players that are competing like that.
Absolutely. And if you're not going to get fired up a little bit, if there's not going to be some chirping, I mean, you know, you're always going to have your guys who just are going to hit those bombs and just run around the bases, or, you know, whether it's in baseball or football or basketball, you're going to have your Walter Paytons who score a touchdown and just give the ball right back to the referee. However, you know, there has to be a little give and take, a little ebb and flow for all the guys that, you know, do everything by the books. There has to be those guys who, you know, who go off agenda and who will chirp back and forth. And, you know, for every guy who does everything, you know, crosses T's and dots I's, there has to be that player like Javi who's going to push the envelope just a little bit. And, you know, that's what makes it fun to watch. If you don't like that, if that doesn't get you fired up every once in a while, you don't want to see a guy that's always talking. But when the situation calls for it, like last night, a ball that was, you know, hit pretty much into the ivy off of Amir Garrett, bases loaded, tie ball game, you know, NL Central foe, that's what you want to see. Javi Baez, keep chirping, man. Because you know if Amir Garrett would have punched him out, Amir Garrett would have been walking off and would have had plenty to say.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And he's proved that throughout his career. And it's kind of the reason, like, I like him.
I don't want to interrupt or get anything confused, but I love Amir Garrett. I
Me
love
too.
His fire. I love the fact that he was like, oh, okay, Pittsburgh Pirates, you have something to say? Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to come over here, and I want one of you guys to try to stop one of these right hooks. And, I mean, I know, bless his heart, Trevor Williams, he took the brunt of that damage when he was a member of the Pirates. But you got to like a guy like Amir Garrett who will run into a crowd and try to knock everybody out.
Yes, he will fight the whole yard. Keegan Thompson had a moment last night, too, where he works himself into a jam, but I was impressed with the way that he worked himself out of the jam.
Yeah, I mean, that's like a young Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, what did he do in practice rounds? Like, I'm going to hit about three or four balls into the woods, into the junk, just to practice getting out of it. That's all he was doing. He was just taking a page from Eldrick Woods' book. That's Keegan Thompson. He's a young Eldrick on the rise. I don't know if that's necessarily 100%, but he has a lot of promise. And I don't think he necessarily worked himself into that jam on purpose. But either way, it's all about what the end result looks like. And did he have to go around the block to get next door? Maybe. But either way, he still got to that final destination where he was looking to get to, and that was, you know, getting out of that inning unscathed.
Andrew Chafin said his goodbye on social media. It looks like he's going to be on the move. What has that guy been for the Cubs this season, and what do you expect he'll be for Oakland?
I mean, he's been the model of consistency. I mean, when you look at what he was able to do, I mean, 24 and a third, or if I'm not mistaken, when it came to his scoreless streak, and for a guy to come in the eighth inning to set up the best closer in Major League Baseball this season, Craig Kimbrel, I mean, that's what you need. That's what you want. He was that rock. Like, not only was it, okay, whatever we can do to get to the ninth, then we'll be all right. It was, you know, I call them three the hard way. Ryan Tepera, Andrew Chafin, Craig Kimbrel. I mean, those three guys right there, when you know once the seventh inning has arrived and if you're trailing, you can pretty much put that one in the books, because those three right there, they would do whatever they could to get that inning and that game as just a part of a memory. You know, they would go out there and handle their business. And Andrew Chafin, what did he do? Very businesslike all season long. And, you know, he did it while having fun. I mean, I think every once in a while we need a reminder that these guys are out here playing a kid's game and getting compensated very handsomely. And what did he do? He didn't take himself too serious. I mean, he was serious when he was called upon in the moment, but he realized, man, I'm out here having fun. We're throwing the football around in pregame. We're shagging fly balls. We're taking batting practice, and, you know, we're going about it and just looking at it as what it really is. It's a kid's game, man, that people turn out to watch, and that's what it is, and that's what he did this year. And, you know, I tip my cap to him. He has a great head of hair, got himself a great mustache. Can't beat it, man. Oakland, they just got themselves a real one.
Yeah, I agree with you on that they got themselves someone who could really help their team out. The Bears are starting training camp, and obviously you do a lot of Bear stuff as well. What are some things that you want to know when camp ends?
How is the offense going to look? That's the main thing I want to know. I'm still pretty much 100% in Cubs mode right now. But, you know, the one thing about it is, you know, you're seeing or some moves being made already. Is that to perhaps set up, you know, a more potent offense for Justin Fields? I don't know. Like, what are we going to? Is Andy Dalton? Is he going to be the starter out of the gates? I mean, you know, say there's a lot of unknowns right now when it comes to Bears football and just the NFL in general.
Yeah, and seeing how this works, and according to the Bears, they think they're at about 85% of vaccination, so some of the things that are in place to safeguard the players will be lessened for those players who are actually vaccinated, and we're seeing the NFL take some steps, or at least teams inside the NFL take some steps of trying to prove a point. Hey, man, you don't want to get vaccinated, coach? We can find another coach who's vaccinated and get you up out of here, so it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I would expect that there will be more teams that are closer to the 85% threshold than not.
I mean, you would think, especially when you saw some of the guidelines that came out when it comes to rescheduling and games, you know, being played or not being played. Guys are going to lose out on full paychecks, and it's not just, you know, if you're the team that, you know, caused that forfeit. You're the opposer as well. So, you know, if guys aren't doing what they need to do in order to get out there on the field on any given Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, maybe even Tuesday or Wednesday, just depends on how things shake out this year, then, you know, there's going to be consequences. And I think it's just the nature of the society that we currently live in right now. I mean, you want to keep everybody safe. You want to make sure that, you know, nobody is coming into the facility and making sure that, you know, whatever new variants are running rampant. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. But then, you know, you see other guys and they're standing on their principles and their laurels. And, you know, it's you know, I'm not judge or jury. So either way, whatever, however things shake out, all you want to do is see, you know, a product on the field on the day that it's been assigned. So, you know, if they get to that 85% threshold, that's great. That's good news. And hopefully everybody stays healthy and wealthy and wise, man. And we can see a full 17-game season for the Chicago Bears.
Well, you are judge and jury when it comes to this. We do this on Tuesdays. Usually we do it at 12:40. We do top five Tuesday. Herbie, do we want to play the imaging or you tell me?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, so this is what it usually sounds like.
Five, one, two, three, four, five.
Top five Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show.
But since the day is Tuesday, it doesn't matter in the slightest.
Top five Tuesdays.
I've only seen a couple, but that's definitely top five.
Is it Tuesday?
Can't you ask me an intelligent question?
Is this the Lawrence Holmes Show?
You're damn skippy.
Then it's top five Tuesdays on the Lawrence Holmes Show. Got it? Good.
Yeah, so we do this. Like, I come up with weird top five lists, and since Cole and I got into a conversation last week about Martin, I figured we'd do a top five Martin list. Now, if you don't know what Martin is, Martin was a TV show that was on in the 90s. Martin Lawrence, it was his show. It was a sitcom based on his life working as a radio DJ and him and his crazy friends and his girlfriend and all that good stuff. I love that show. I'll watch it whenever it's on. It's one of those must-watch shows for me. So Cole loves the show, too. So we decided that we would just kind of compare and contrast our list. So here's what we'll do, Cole. So I'm gonna give you an idea of how it works, like how we break it down here. We'll both give our number fives. So I'll go first, and I'll have Herbie play my five, and then I'll explain it. And then all you got to do is when I'm done, say number five, and then Herbie will play yours. All right?
Okay. Cool.
Herbie, number five.
Now, you're all probably wondering why I called you here.
Hell yeah, you dragged us out in the middle of a stormy night. What's wrong with you, fool? And why did you want us all in black?
I'm setting my scene. Now, I have news about my CD player.
I knew it!
Sit down!
Play again,
Cole,
man.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. Come on now. Don't you all speak at once. Sick, damn.
The recreation of Nino Brown, the dog is the star of that entire scene for me. I just love it. Like they did New Jack City right. With Martin acting a fool looking for his CD player.
But, you know, the best part about it was the dog that, for people who don't know or are not Martin fans, is that that dog was stuffed. And it was a fake dog. And Martin was petting the dog's head backhanded with the front of his fingers, palm towards the camera. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Everybody decked out in black, Martin with the mock turtlenecks. You know, and I'm not going to lie, that was number three. So either way, Herbie, number five.
Do you know anything about pedicures?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then do Myra's pedicure. Myra, your feet, baby, okay? Time to do your feet.
Oh, fine, okay.
Oh.
Okay, Myra. Hi, how you doing? Okay. Why don't you take your shoes off so we can get started?
They are off. Now, be careful of that raw patch on my big toe. And see that corn? You got to file that corn down, because I can't hardly dance. Girl, what are you doing? You don't foul like that. Oh, my goodness. Oh, please, okay? You got to go to work on Myra's feet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Oh, my God, I love that scene.
Yes, I mean, the fact that she said, you got to watch out for the raw patch. Anyone that has a raw patch on their feet and is going to get a pedicure, you know there's issues right off the jump. I mean, a raw patch? But the best part was when Shanae put on, like, the wood.
The welding goggles, yeah.
Yes, and then broke out a belt sander, and there was sawdust coming up off of Myra's feet. I mean, that was unbelievable. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't it so Gina could get some Pistons tickets for Martin?
Yes.
Wasn't that the end game there?
Yes, they were trying to get the courtside Pistons tickets. I think it was Pistons Bulls that they were supposed to get, and that's what she had to do. She had
was coming to town.
That's
absolutely
right. She had to change up everything from Shanae and go work for her. Herbie, number four.
Oh, he's gonna throw a kiss at you. No, he just threw a kiss. Wait. So, Thomas, you ain't gonna give me my props, huh? Well, maybe you acknowledge my skills when I kick your ass.
So what?
You heard me. Yeah, they call you the hitman. Well, I got a call from Sugar. He calls you the get hitman. Hear me and hear me. Good. 2 weeks from today, I go 10 rounds with Thomas the Hitman Hearns.
What?
The broad board off.
I love that. Cause that couldn't be more me if I wrote that episode, because that's exactly, it didn't matter that it was Thomas Hearns that was hitting on my lady. I would have done the exact same thing. And the realization of the, oh, bleep, I just challenged Thomas Hearns to a fight is great. Now, most people would have chosen the end scene of that episode when he's all messed up.
Yes, where his head is gigantic.
Yes,
lumps.
Yes. It's just all lumps from Thomas. And it just, I love that episode so much because, you know, Thomas Hearns was playing the role. He's like, Gina, baby, you can come roll with us in the limousine. You don't have to be in this one-bedroom apartment with him. So I love that. That is my number four. Love when he said, I talked to Sugar, and Sugar said, you the get hit man.
Yeah, yeah. And the best part about it is not only the end scene, but when the hitman punched Martin out of the ring and he was stuck into the wall. That might have been the best part, and the fact that he did so well in the lead up match to that, where he thought he could hang with the hitman. I mean, just, it's just unbelievable front to back. Herbie, I need the number four.
Okay, I represent the working man, and I don't have money to throw away. Thank you.
Quiet, here goes the numbers.
Tonight's winning numbers are 18, 22, 14, 6, 4, and 56.
Yes! I don't want
to. All your hopes, all your dreams, gone. It's down the drain. Oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
Woo, woo, woo! What is going on?
I won! I played one ticket, and I won that lottery. I'm a millionaire. We have
Cole, how much money did they end up with at the end of it?
Not very much. I think like over 2,000 people won.
Yes.
And Martin tried to quit, word on the street, and then came in on a rolling pedestal with a fur coat, listening to the OJs, money, money, money. I mean, it was unbelievable. But the best part is when he wins at Nipsey's, and as soon as he gets done with the woo-woo-woo-woos, he does a flip and a breakdancing routine that is just something for the ages. Anytime something good happens, and I say, man, I was excited as Martin at Nipsey's when he won the lottery. I feel like I've incorporated that into my everyday life. There's no doubt about it. One of the best right there. That's why I came in for four for me. But, I mean, even every episode could find its way into some kind of top five if you're really talking about it.
No doubt. Here's my number three.
Martin, they say that the most important thing is you keep them calm, okay? So let's help her relax and everything will take care of itself. Okay, well, then, Tommy, you put on some Luther, Cole, light some incense. Hey, girl, listen, hey, relax, okay? We are here. Relax, all right? You cool?
We're here.
All right.
Your
ice for your mouth? The mouth? Okay,
mouth is dry.
The mouth is dry? Okay, fine.
Wait, hold on, man. Where's the umbilical cord?
Damn it, Tommy. We don't need an umbilical cord. This is TV.
What a great moment. They deliver the baby, and the baby just shoots out, and Martin catches him like a football. Oh, my God.
Yep. All the way across the apartment. That was one of my honorable mentions. I sent Herbie some honorable mentions, you know, that one and the one they were snowed in where Hustle Man was trying to sell them. He said, you know, I got some free range Cornish hens. And Marvin was like, Hustle Man, that ain't nothing but pigeons. He's like, well, yo lost, chief. You know, Hustle Man hit him with that every single time. You know, but like I said, you took my number three. I think it was for your number five. When the seance went down and they borrowed the disc man, Brum Man, of course, left the note underneath the bathroom sink because he used up all the toilet paper. So, Herbie, we're just going to my number two.
Look at this place. It's nasty.
Oh, baby, come on now. Let me think. Okay, shoot, let me think. If you really look around and look at it, we got our bed and stuff. Gina, the place is really not that bad.
What?
What's wrong?
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I think there's a puppy in our room.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
That ain't no damn puppy. That ain't no damn puppy.
Get a baby.
I love. See, okay, so when you said that you wanted this one as part of your list, I was like, yeah, but it's such a visual. Them fighting this giant rat. What was the name? Was it Chilligan's Island? Is that what it was?
Chilligan's Island. That's where they won a vacation. They won a vacation, but it was off the back of a cereal box. And then at the end of the episode, you know, Pam and Tommy, they came too. I think it's just forewarned is fair warned when it comes to winning vacations off the back of a cereal box. You never want to go on any of those trips, especially when it's Chilligan's Island. I mean, that right there, I remember watching that back in the day in the living room with my mom and dad and the whole family. I mean, we were all crying laughing, man. I mean, that was must-see TV back in the day.
Herbie, my number two.
Don't you find me attractive, Martin?
You all right? look, Miss Trinidad, all right? I have a woman. I am in love with my lady. But if she goes down in a plane crash, you'll be the first I call.
Martin, don't fight this. Don't you want me?
No, bitch, I want you. What? Gina. And how did you know my name was Gina? Last night you called me by my name before Martin even mentioned it. I never realized it till I got home. So that makes you a liar. And if there is one thing that I hate more than a liar, is a liar who trying to steal my man. So you go meet Martin again, I'm gonna hurt you. You got that, girlfriend?
I have never been more attracted to Tisha Campbell than that moment. Straight up and down.
Miss Trinidad?
Mm-hmm. Where she brought the Vaseline out the bag. She brought the gym shoes out the bag, took the earrings off. And I was like, yep. Mm-hmm. There it is right there.
Yeah, but at that point in life, you still weren't distracted by Miss Trinidad? I mean, I was still distracted by Miss Trinidad Beverly Johnson at that point.
I mean, Beverly Johnson is the realness. I'm just saying that in the context of the episode where, you know, Martin got falsely accused. Like, he didn't do anything. Well, he kind of did something wrong. He should have invited her over to the crib. But then like, if I should have, you know, done something if I was going to get blamed. And for her to realize and come down there ready to fight, I was like, yes, sir. That's where it is. All right, Cole, what's your number one?
Well, you know what? My number one, go ahead.
Dragonfly.
Think I get the $80 you owe me now?
Silence. I ain't got no money, pal.
Look, I don't want any trouble. My life's about to get cut off.
Had you been practicing on your art, you know you're way in the dark. Silence. Silence.
Now, hold on.
Somebody done told you wrong, punk. It's on.
And then what happens to Dragonfly Jones?
He does the longest warm-up in front of everybody at the ATM and then proceeds to get destroyed by Kenji like he does in every single sequence when Dragonfly Jones and Kenji make an appearance. I mean, when he elbows out the parking meter in the glass and then does that face, and then Kenji ends up rocking him in the head, and he's holding his head, and then he hits 911 into the ATM. I mean,
twice.
It doesn't get much better than that. Like I said, yeah. And like I said, when it was must-see TV, you know, not only did you crowd around when it came on because that's the only time you'd see it until the end of the season or the summer when they ran, reruns, but you know, my homeboy Sham used to record them on VHS. So we always had them at the handy. They were always ready to go. So you know, we all go over to his house and watch all the old episodes of Martin when they weren't really even that old. They're only a few weeks old, but who knew when you were going to see them? They weren't on BET, you know, TV1, MTV2. They weren't on every 5 minutes. So, I mean, that's as good as it gets right there, man.
My number one.
But we got a 10-mile lake out back. Lake. Call it Lake Varnell. Yes, catfish are delicious. So what I do is I'd go out back, man, cast my reel, pull that out, fry it, dye it, lay it to the side, red beans and gravy. I ain't too lazy.
So you got catfish in the pool. Brother, look, we got the break for commercial. We'll be right back.
Ain't this something?
All right. Look, maybe, let me just sit down and calm down. Okay, brother, you got a lake named after you with catfish all
delicious.
Catfish.
Huh?
Delicious. You got greens planted around there anywhere?
Exactly. I mean, if you want them.
You got yams?
Actually, they're imported from New Orleans.
Damn!
Tommy Davidson, classic. Him breaking. I love that scene because you can see them both. That's not in the script. You could see them both just going with it, and it was hysterical.
Oh yeah, and you know what? I don't know what's better because that was a two-part episode, and about 15 minutes before we came on the air, I messaged Herbie. I'm like, oh yeah, the Varnell Hill episode two, but episode part two when Martin ended up getting beat up by Michael Jackson for telling him to get off the payphone, and Mike Jack just took him to school. But the almost even better part was when Varnell Hill was trying to give someone a special shout-out in the audience, and Martin stood up thinking he was talking about him, but no, he was really tipping his cap to Fred Rerun Barry. Rest in peace. I mean, the Varnell Hill episode, like I said, any of these can go 5-1. It just depends on what you're looking for. And that one right there, Lawrence, you didn't disappoint, man.
Cole, I appreciate you. Thank you for playing along.
Anytime, man. This is fantastic.
Wait, I just cut him off. Dang. Well, we're late anyway, but thanks to Cole Wright. You can watch him on the Marquee Network tonight for Cubs baseball. That was so much fun. I love the Varnell Hill episode. And shout out to all of y'all that are with me on the whole Pam thing. Like, to me, Martin talking about Pam is the same as Al Bundy talking about Peggy. What is you looking at? Back after this on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawrence Holmes live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
It's a lot of fun hanging out with Cole and doing that segment about Martin. I know some people don't get it because they didn't watch Martin, but if you watch Martin, that segment was for you and for us, quite honestly. I want to go back into last night's White Sox and Cubs game for a second. One of the issues with the White Sox, and it's small because they're going to win the division. There's no one that can challenge them. Cleveland is even thinking about selling off some of their parts. We are looking at these matchups, though, with the really good teams, like when they play the Brewers or they play the Astros, and say, well, what will they look like as a playoff team? They have been struggling to score runs lately. They've scored 10 total runs in their last five games. And some of that, I think, is just the lineup itself. Like, you know, you're at the 100 game mark now, and you've gotten all of this great work. We talk about the concept of the fairy dust. And I said last week that now you're at the place with Aloy back, and I'm not trying to rush Aloy or put pressure on him. Like, all of this is extended spring training as far as I'm concerned for him. And the guys that were left behind by him, those guys did a really good job of making it so that these last 60 games could be less stress-filled than they ordinarily would be for a team that you think has aspirations to win a World Series. If they get Robert back soon, that also would allow them to have more thump up and down the lineup, and you will be less reliant on the Billy Hamiltons and the Brian Goodwins of the world. Not that those guys haven't done their job, because they have, but that's not, they're not the marquee guys. Like, they're guys that have done a good job of filling a space. And the White Sox as an organization has done a good job all year of filling the space. But it is frustrating when you see them lose to a pitcher like Minor that fits the profile of a pitcher that they should destroy. So watching him kind of dance his way around last night against the White Sox lineup was a little bit frustrating. And for him to have seven strikeouts, a little frustrating for sure. And the Dallas Keuchel thing, where I think if you're talking about this rotation of five, which I think is the best rotation of five in Major League Baseball, I think that he's clearly the fourth, if not the fifth, best guy. And what I would, so you have to figure out which is more valuable to you, Cease's stuff or Keuchel's experience. I don't have an answer for that. And luckily the White Sox don't have to answer that question. But the answer to the question of who starts game four of a series is the pitcher who started game one. That's the answer to the question. Whether it's Lance Lynn or Carlos Rodon, you can piggyback Dallas Keuchel in a game and find an advantageous spot in a lineup where you have a plethora of lefties if you want it. But as it stands right now, unless there's a real schedule squeeze that happens, which, you know, they would have to completely change up the rules and stuff, I don't see that being an issue for them in the playoffs. But I am concerned. As for the Cubs, Brizzo yesterday combined for 4-for-8, a home run, 2 RBIs, and 3 runs scored. Cubs still sit at 8.5 games back, but they've clearly shown you their hand. They're moving towards rebuilding. One of the prospects that they got back for the Andrew Chafin trade was Greg Dykeman, who's left-handed hitter. He's 26 years old. Not going to get a whole hell of a lot better. Now, he might. His slash line in AAA, 300, 432, 449. Now, some people would say, yeah, because he's a 26-year-old that's down in AAA. Who knows? I just know that there are a lot of people who, I was reading some of the scouting reports on him, even coming into the 2021 season, and there have been some adjustments to his swing and to his body that has made him a smoother hitter. The power tool is there for him. And apparently, even though he's kind of slow, he is a good base runner. So, just a couple of things I want to throw your way about it. And I love the Baez stuff. I love it. I love Amir Garrett. I love Javier Baez. I like seeing those two guys go toe-to-toe and stand there and yell at each other. Totally fine with it. When we come back, I want to talk about Simone Biles. We'll do that next here on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, live from Chicago, middays noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
It's been a rough day for Team USA. If you had gold aspirations for some of the teams, Team USA softball lost to Japan this morning, 2-0. And the women's gymnastics team, Simone Biles got hurt yesterday and she wasn't a part of the team event. They lost to the Russian Olympic Committee and they ended up winning silver. Simone Biles is one of the world's greatest athletes. And I think that the way that she's grown to be a staunch advocate for the safety of athletes, specifically in her sport, where you have the best athlete in the sport taking on the engine of women's gymnastics and not being afraid. She didn't have to go back to this Olympics. Like, her legacy is already cemented as one of the greatest competitors in anything ever. But she went back, and she partly went back because she wanted to be a voice for all of the young women and girls who were abused throughout the world of women's gymnastics. Between her and Naomi Osaka, I think that we are seeing real growth when it comes to athletes being at the top of their game and also being willing to speak to power. And you know, I have no right to be proud of Simone Biles. She's accomplished more than I'll probably ever accomplish in my life. But seeing her do what she's done for gymnastics and for the safety of the athletes was really, truly inspiring. I don't know if we'll ever see anyone else like Simone Biles. I'll talk with the Parkins and Spiegel show next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.